and welcome to Dipsodcast.
Number X.
We don't know what it
is. Something.
Yeah, we even tonight we decided we're going to ask people what we should discuss this evening, but can't quite remember because we've been drinking. What have we been drinking there?
We've been drinking Kingston Estates Chardellini.
I love Kingston. That's in Surrey, isn't it?
not with an E on the end.
All right, Kingstoney.
Kingstoney
Estates.
Sparkling. Serve fucking chilled.
Yeah, well, we've drunk it chilled.
Yeah, not quite chilled enough.
Through our massive mouths.
Although, this was, it was meant to be like a reminisce, because we used to have sparkling Perry quite regularly back in the day.
It used to be called Cassini back then.
Well, it still is called Cassini when you can get it. But
yeah,
anything that's basically Perry and ends in I-N-I. And he's in a bottle that's at least a litre and a half. Will do.
So you would say that Perry from Doctor Who was quite Perry. That she only ended with
I. She had a pear.
Yes. Oh, she'll know her as Harbinger of Bad News from now on. Now, but people have been telling us what we wanted to discuss this evening with the faces and the dumb things.
Yes. On Twitter.
So, we've had periods.
Menstruation. I'm assuming that means.
Lady menstruation. I'm assuming, yes, otherwise it may be periods in time or periods in our life. I don't know, it could be so embracing us. Could that particularly piece of word. I'd love this booze.
I entered a carefree period of my life when I left university in 1997. And I like to think I'm still there.
That's nice. I've never had a carefree period of my life. It's always been about worry,
you
misery,
worry too much.
And tragedy.
You've not got many years left in you.
No,
I've said many times to Andy, Jesus wept, Martin's not got long.
No, I've got at least 10 years left.
Big red face that we see when you get slightly stressed about things.
Big red face and
it's not healthy.
A big pounding vein in my bollocks.
I get you went vegetarian for a couple of weeks. That must have helped.
Yes, well, still there, trying it out, you know. And one day I'll work out whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. I can't really tell you.
Yes. A couple of weeks that are still going on.
Yes. So we shall report back. So periods. We're talking about periods. I'm sure we're talking about women's menstruations now.
As opposed to whose menstruation?
Men's menstruation. Men,
ducks.
Men have periods, you know.
Really?
Yeah. It's been shown by bad scientists that men also have periods.
I think if you've got anything, as a bloke, red coming out of your bottom end,
yeah,
it's not a good thing.
I think they're referring more to the emotional kind of period.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
They're basically saying that, basically, I've said basically, I hate people who say basically, people who say basically should be killed in the face. But to not tonight.
I'll still.
I've been killed in the face and it hurts and my face has fallen off and I'm all mushy faced.
Hurrah.
Just like Alan Alda. Now.
I had an emotional man's period the other week.
Did you?
When I switched on the television at my girlfriend's house. I was house sitting.
Yeah.
And Mamma Mia was on ITV.
Oh, I hope you killed it.
It's yet another reason why I believe ITV shouldn't exist. But it was on, I couldn't help it. And I sort of quite like ABBA off of when I was at university.
Ah.
And I swear, I spent 20 minutes and I both liked it. And the point where they hit into Chiquitita, I swear I was almost crying.
Oh, that's still good.
That is a serious, serious man period.
I've never ever seen Mamma Mia.
Devastatingly emotional state I was in.
In either its forms as a film or as a television stage play.
Don't, it's scary.
No, I'm not going to do that. That would be a bad idea. So periods, well, I suppose I'd never had a period because I'm a man, you see. I have parts of the month where I'm a little bit down and then other parts when I'm quite up. That's not period. That's just the ups and downs of human emotion. We We can't be happy for long periods of time. Human beings are not designed for that. We've got to have periods when we've got a fallow time where we're a bit miserable. And sometimes it's like an entire month, 6 or 7 months, perhaps an entire year. But mostly we have like at least a week of being quite jolly, which is replaced by another week of being miserable. So yes, that's my opinion on men's periods. It's nonsense.
Yeah.
Stuff is nonsense.
I'm on mirtazapine. I find that does it for me.
Which is a made-up drug.
But yeah, the family, the accompaniments to this fine apple cidery type thing.
What's it called again? What's the name of it?
Chardellini.
Chardellini?
Now bear in mind, back in the day when, you know, we were probably stretching back a decade when you and me were on this kind of stuff regularly.
Oh, God, yes. Yes.
It was £2.09 for a litre and a half.
Yep.
And these days it's £1.99 for 1.8 litres.
Just showing that booze is a constant in this society.
Well, that's not a constant. That is better.
Well, it is, yeah. I mean, it's a constantly better.
That's beating inflation and all the taxes they put in.
The fact is, no matter how bad the economy becomes, there's always going to be cheap booze out there.
There's a kind of bizarre inverse economics governs the price of cheap 7.5% Perry.
Perry, yes. Mm. Good old Perry.
But to help... I've discovered over the years the ideal accompaniments to this Perrier are mini cheddars.
Mini cheddars, yes.
Indeed. Soak it up nicely.
Yes.
And if that doesn't work, strawberry Gaviscon.
And on and on and on. That was the advert for Gaviscon, wasn't it?
Mm.
And on.
And on
and on. On. On.
Bony chap off of Last of the Summer Wine.
Yes. And then they did the Toshiba adverts with men in it.
Yes.
And that was also made with a various antacid. It was Toshivex. It was, oh, Tosh got a Toshivex. Hello, Tosh got a Toshivex. My heartburn's gone away.
Hmm.
But I've turned gay. Yeah, it had a side effect. It made you turn homosexual. Come and have a look now to see if we can see any other maybe options that we can go into.
I was looking through Twitter, but it seems to be filled up with Andrew Collins going mental.
Not for the first time, but we all adore him. Now, I would have a look at my phone, but of course I'm recording on it, so I can't. So.
Yeah, you gave me those things to remember, and I've forgotten them. Have you remembered them?
There was periods.
Oh, things, and where would you hide the bodies?
Where would we hide the bodies? Now, where's the
now,
thing?
Now, I have both a cellar.
Yeah.
And a fridge in the cellar.
That's a pretty good
with
thing.
With a sizeable freezer compartment attached to it.
Yes.
So I'd go for in the warm attic where it's not going to smell.
Yes, well, I'd go for it. Depends on the time of year. If it was the winter, rather like that woman who killed children and that man who killed children. What do they call them? Myra Hindley and Ian Brady.
Oh, those two.
Is it Ian Brady off of the off of that band?
The local celebs around here.
The Lightning Seeds man. They buried them on the moors. The great thing about the moors is that they're trodden through most of the year, apart from in the winter, when people tend to hide away from them. They tend to think they're dangerous and horrible. Don't want to go near there. Don't want to go near their moors.
Don't even go there.
So in the winter, if it was in the winter, I'd put them on the moors, and then I'd take the rotting cadavers away in the summer, and maybe pop them in the local reservoir. Because if you put them in the reservoir, not only does it clean the bodies... When eventually the reservoir runs out in about August, and I'm up in Edinburgh, that tends to mean that their bodies will be discovered, and they'll be washed of all evidence, and be slightly decayed.
Yeah, if they'd only waited a decade,
yeah,
they'd have gone nowhere near the moors, because in the 80s you couldn't move for BBC Two documentaries on bog people.
That's true. That's
and
true.
You know, if they'd watch them, they'd be like, shit, the moors, that's the last place you want to get, you want to stow a body away. Yeah. It's going to stay there for fucking centuries.
But if you do put them on the moors, you could have just said it was a bog person. Just bury them in a piece of Hessian.
Mm.
You know, and then if they just said, oh, you killed this person, you go, no.
No,
I just found them.
No, Stone Age man killed it.
And then you'd have at least a decade of liberty to kill yourself before they've eventually found out you killed a small child.
Mm.
Who had its entire life ahead of it.
So what was the other thing? What would we do with the thing when we'd done it?
Yeah, that was pretty much, where would you hide it? So I said on Mars. You said in your cellar. But where would be a long-term place to put it, though? That's the thing.
Probably try to sell. I'd try and eat.
Yes.
Eat the body and buy a grinder for the bones.
I think that's it. You've got to really dispose of the entire body, really, because...
I've got it on reliable source that you can make bread out of them if you grind them fine enough.
Yes, yes, those wonderful, wonderful cookery programs that we used to get as children. And
Ainsley Harriott was a bastard.
Yes.
For bones in his recipe.
Fee, fi, fo, fum, he said, yes.
Yes, and then laughed a lot.
Get a dick. What are you like? What are you like? I grind your bones to make your bread.
Yeah, 1 minute to go.
He did 20 minutes in jail, did that man?
Oh, 20 minutes?
Yeah,
oh,
for that crime of grinding the bones of Englishmen to make his bread.
Well, it's a bank holiday, it's Easter, you know, celebrate. Is it Easter? That's this one, isn't it?
Easter, yes.
I'm finding it difficult, given that, this weekend's Easter and next weekend's the royal wedding. Two things that I really don't give a shit about.
Yes.
I'm getting them confused.
In fact, we're going to be doing another Dipso cast next weekend where we'll be showing our apathy by just saying how horrible the royal family are and how they should all be killed.
Well, I won't be. I've nothing against the royal family. I know Andy's a big anti-monarchist. I didn't realise you were, but I don't mind them.
You've got to remember that.
But I still don't give a shit about two of them getting married.
No, quite. The problem is, as the years go on, most people get more right-wing as they get older. I'm getting more left-wing. In fact, by the time I'm 80, I'll be cutting off the heads of monarchists.
I'm getting more left-wing. It's my collection. That's really not bad, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Did we mention we're watching...
We've just watched episodes 5 and 6 of the Family Guy's Star Wars.
Which is very good.
A trilogy.
And those of you out there who don't like Family Guy, because bizarre people don't like it, you know.
Fuck off!
Because it's not as good as it used to be. Yeah, it is as good as it used to be, and it is still funny.
Yeah, it's every bit as good as it used to be, you moron.
And there are still people out there going, I don't like the fact that occasionally during an episode they'll say, this is worse than the time, and then they cut to a little joke. I like that. I think it's good.
Yeah.
And it's still current, and it still works, and it still works in Mongrels. So if you like Mongrels, but you don't like Family Guy, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What he said.
Because the jokes, that one joke is the same, but they are both brilliantly funny.
Yeah, and if that hasn't proven it conclusively, then, you know, what would?
What would indeed? I tell you what would indeed prove it inconclusively. Is how I stamped on their fucking faces until their eyeballs popped out. Then I kicked each eyeball, whatever an eyeball is.
Eyeball?
An eyeball. It's like a David Icke ball. But with a T in it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh, and I kicked each eyeball towards a goal. And if I got one eyeball in the goal, they would win a family buy. Family buy? What the fuck am I talking about? I've been drinking too long. A Family Guy pack of joy. If I kicked the left ball in and they didn't get into the goal, they would win a Simpsons box set.
Wow. I just hit one of those moments where I actually started listening to you.
Don't do that.
I was so stunned by what you were saying that I couldn't actually bring myself to speak.
No, I can't really. There are times when I'm opening my mouth and nothing is engaging, and it's a little bit like the Death Star. Do you know that bit where it goes, it's ready to fire. It's ready, and then they click all the old-fashioned switches and dials, and then somebody flies a ship up their arse and blows their heart out. That's a bit like when I'm talking. It's like I've got almost there, but then something's just blown my brain up, and I can't actually produce what I'm expected to produce.
Yeah.
The nasty experience, I tell you.
Oh, but... One thing I noticed today is that you find it incredibly difficult to watch anything on television without referring to IMDb on your phone.
I can't. It's impossible. Anybody who's got a smarty phony, as you have, and as I have... it's impossible. If you're watching something on television, you think, that bloke's been in something else. You can't help but look it up.
Yeah. I haven't tonight, but that's only because I've had you sat next to me and you're far quicker at it than I am. But I do love annoying my girlfriend by telling her who's been in what when we're watching usually Midsummer Murder.
It's fun, though, isn't it?
Oh, God. I'm so middle-aged. I couldn't believe... I'd watched more Midsummer Murders than I could just... I could imagine they had already made, you know, just fucking years' worth of them.
Yeah.
And I just looked on IMDb to see how many there were left. And there were more left in about three seasons.
Jesus.
Than there were Morses in its entirety, entire run.
I think the phrase...
They must have done about 26 a year of these Midsummer Murders, and they shit, they make no sense. They all come down the last 10 minutes, and then he gets this fucking brainstorm and finds out who done it, and he's basically just one of the ones left alive. Who usually, they've not been on screen for the last fucking reel, so that gives it away a bit, but it's shite! And I've got to watch about another 20 of them, just because my girlfriend keeps buying the box sets.
It's Charlie Hungerford. It's always Charlie Hungerford, because they are just... essentially taking the soundtrack of Bergerac and placing it on the top of another series. That's the problem.
It's that bloody thing when you're in a relationship. We started off, you know, sort of like half and half. So, you know, we watched Sherlock Holmes with Jeremy Brett. That was from my collection.
That's good, good.
We watched some Miss Marple with Joan Hickson. That was from her collection, good. You know. And, well, you know, we battered to and fro over the months. But all of a sudden now, I've run out of my stuff. That she likes.
Oh dear.
So we're only watching the stuff that she likes. So I'm saying, you know, well, why don't we watch a bit of Kavanaugh or, you know, a bit of Rumpole? Oh, no, I don't like legal things. I don't like courtroom dramas. Well, you know, why don't we watch some House? No, I don't like medical things because I'm a fucking doctor. Well, it's a good fucking point because she just nitpicks every single fucking little bit. So all I'm left with is the stuff that she likes. And I can't say a fucking thing.
Is it? That's the reason I never introduce anybody else into my life other than friends. Because any other people want to dictate what I watch on the television. And frankly, that's
wrong. You'd knife them in the throat.
I would.
If they even tried it.
Oh, God.
I know. I've tried. Yeah. I've tried watching something around your gaff.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. No, no. Don't try it. Do not try it if you're ever around at Martin's.
Shall we watch Roots? No! No! I'm sorry. I'm going to watch some House and then I kill them. But then again, I reenact an entire episode of House where I work out how I'd kill them. Even though I already know.
Yeah, we've had 3 hours of Star Trek The Next Generation. Ooh, shall we watch some Deep Space Nine? skewer. No, it don't work.
Well, Deep Space Nine was shit.
I watched pretty much all of Deep Space Nine. Twatted. Over the course of a month.
You've got to be to watch it. It's dreadful.
No, I vaguely remember it being okay. Only towards the end when it started getting convoluted.
But then again, so was Voyager. That was quite good after they got rid of that blonde girl. The uncompetent woman.
Oh, little pedo bait thing.
Yeah. Once it blasted her out in space, it got good. If they could have done the same with Neelix, who was also a tedious twat... that would have been good, but they didn't. But they kept him on. But then eventually ended up back.
Neelix just wanted, like, drills into his head.
Yeah. Mm. I'm going to make some more interesting soup. No, you're not! You're just going to fuck off! What, all your people were beamed out into space and you're trying to retrieve them from the matter that hangs around the planet. You stupid cunt. You tedious... whatever colour you were, because I can't even remember. Was it blue or was it green? It's going to be one of those two.
Speckledy. Speckled bastard.
It's a bastard, the speckled bastard, as Arthur Conan Doyle said in one of his stories.
I didn't quite have the hots for Janeway, though.
But Janeway was good.
Well, I know, as soon as, like, your Borgie 7 of 9 chick came along.
Yeah.
All fanboys went. But
it was more...
I'd have had Janeway.
When she turned up, it was.
She looked like she knew where things went and the like.
You know what happened as soon as 709 turned up? It turned into TNG. The entire thing turned into a proper Star Trek series with a ship and things happening to the ship. It didn't have fucking a compass going, oh, I don't understand what's going on, I'm too young. Fuck off! We want to see them fucking each other. and having weird things with drunk things. But that didn't happen. But later on, later on, it was good. And then the last episodes or two were fantastic. The if you haven't seen those, you should buy the box set. The last series was fantastic.
So anyway, in conclusion, that's where we'd put the bodies with periods.
Yes. So, shall we say goodbye?
Yeah, yes, and then let's watch something and drink more.
Cheery bye.
Ta-ta.
It's been lovely to see you again, and I really like that top on you.
Yes.
It really accentuates your nipples.
Yes, and you, the person that's got one of them, like, hanging out already, it's not big. It's not clever.
But it is nice.